This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jace. Our sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the CCA Star Tournament, Boyd's One Stop, and Angler U. All right, getting to the weather. It's 82 down on the island this morning. Looks like clouds and some sun this morning, with more clouds for this afternoon, depending on that system east of us. And high near 90, winds will be west-southwest 10 to 20. And then for tonight, looks like mostly cloudy skies early with scattered thunderstorms developing late in the night. Potential for heavy rainfall, low of 81, southwest winds 10 to 15. That rain chance at about 50%. Then tomorrow, we're looking at about a 70% chance of rain with southwest winds 10 to 20. And I don't know, they're saying quarter inch, maybe half. 1 inch, 2 inch, who knows? We'll just see how strong that is, how much rain it's got in it by the time it develops and gets over this way. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions, and we have three of them. We have a low that occurred at 2:40 a.m. tonight. It was an 0.7, and we have a high coming up at 9:19 a.m., a 1.1, then a low this evening at 4:49 p.m. at 0.1. Sunrise today is 6:31. Sunset this evening, 8:19. And our moon phase is 64% coming off that full moon. And looking at current conditions, right now the buoy offshore showing a southwest wind at 9 to 11 miles per hour. Air temperature 84, water temp 86. Eagle Point, looks like the air temperature there is 84 and water temp 88. West-southwest wind at 5 to 6 in Morgan's Point. Pretty much the same, 84 degrees, 86-degree water, southwest at 3 to 6. So definitely have some west in the wind, especially with that storm coming from the east like it is. So anyway, there's your wind and tides and weather for whatever that's worth. I'm sure it'll change here in the next few hours, depending on that storm. All right, real quick, our star leaderboard update. This is the update as of the 13th of July. We have those two red tags. There's still Gary Mershon and Nate Appella of Hallettsville. They have the two red tags weighed in, and then the four blue-tagged redfish. They're all certified, and looks like Steve Isaacs, Mitchell Mays, Robbie Pratt, and Brian Cook. And the leaderboard on the sheephead changed by 1 ounce. The new leader is Eric Harper of Houston. He weighed that in over at Linda's Sylvan Beach Bait and Tackle. He bumped Enrique Rangel out by 1 ounce. Gaff top, it went up pretty good. This is a nice one, 6 pounds, 14 ounces. Sherry Andrada of Crosby. And then Black Drum, still hanging in there. Sue Lee of League City, 11 pounds, 10 ounces. So And in the offshore division, more fish have been weighed in. We finally have two kingfish on the board. Minimum is 30 pounds. And Carol Riley of Port O'Connor weighed in at the POC Fishing Center. She has a 33.15. Runner-up right behind her is a 31.9, Oliver Barnes. Dorado, 37 pounds, 3 ounces, still leading Cameron Huebner. We had a third one weighed in. It's a 23.12 by Buddy Sanders. Danielle Grunewald of Freeport, she's still leading with the only lean weighed in. And 50-pound minimum, 56 pounds, 15 ounces. Red Snapper, we've got 5 on the board now. And Joseph Hansen of Rocheron, he's still leading with that 25-pound, 8-ounce snapper. So there's your starboard leaderboard update, and we'll keep you updated. All right, let's go over to Sabine Lake this morning and check in with Captain Bill Watkins, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Bill. How are you, my friend?
Well, a little bit sleepy, but yeah. Okay otherwise.
I'm the same boat this morning.
Well, I had 4 days of good fishing, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it was really incredible. Trout everywhere.
Well, that's even better.
Yeah, we had, let's see, we had 37 on Saturday, 42 on Sunday, and then I had down to 2 guys for 2 days, and we had 30 both days. Mm-hmm. And the last day we found some young redfish that were about 18 and a quarter to 20. Caught 4 of those. So that, they evened it out.
Yeah.
So
when you say trout everywhere, is that the whole lake now, or is it still on the lower end?
Well, we caught some on the onto the birds on Saturday. Then that faded off. Tide started shifting a little bit, and they were hitting on the low tide. As soon as the tide would peak out and turn and start out, that's mm-hmm. when those lake fish turned on. I mean, they were solid 17, 18-inch trout. I mean, the kind that you would like to find under birds. They weren't little. There was a bunch of them out there. But the rest of them I caught on reefs.
Yeah.
And that's a funny thing. The tide slowed down the fourth day, and the reef action was real puny. There was no current running across top of the reef, just real slow.
Yeah.
And I waited and waited, and it never did get going very well. So finally, I figured out I was going to have to move, so I moved and went down the waterway about a mile or two and pulled up on the point of a reef and set up in about 3.5 foot of water. Started casting out there. We picked up a couple, you know, a couple of pretty good solid fish. And I noticed, first time this year I've noticed ladyfish. They finally showed up. And a few birds was working over them out in deeper water. And I said, well, don't worry about those. They're in about 15 foot of water. I said, that's ladyfish. I never caught them much, you know, never caught trout under those very deep. They usually have to be in shallow water. So I kept watching and watching. And a little while, they started splashing, chasing bait right in front of my boat up there in about 10 foot of water. I'm sitting in 3, and they were feeding off the end of that reef on an incoming tide. And I thought, so I'm going to move up there, guys. So unspot-locked and moved forward about 20 yards where I was over the 10-foot water, right in front of that reef point. And we went to casting out there, and before long we had 17 trout in the bottom of the boat. And they were all way over Texas keepers. I mean, that was an amazing thing. I said, let it go deep. Let it go deep. There might be some trout underneath those ladyfish. Found them like that lots of times.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, man, there they were. And we finished out our limit right there. I think Great. We might have had 7 or 8 fish. And before it was over, we had 30. 30 by 10 o'clock. Yeah, that's the way it goes, man. Sometimes you just have to you move out of your box just a little bit. And observation is where it's at. You've got to figure on if there was, and it looked like those fish, it looked like the ladyfish were chasing little glass minnows, little skinny, clear-looking ones, you know. That's what I thought they might be. I couldn't quite tell, but that's what they were feeding on.
Sounds like it didn't matter.
Yeah, those trout were there. They were underneath those ladyfish doing what they normally do.
Mm.
And we went to casting around, and pretty soon we pulled that school right up under the boat, and we could just let the line straight down, 10 foot down, and shake it. And that rod would load up. Fun stuff.
That's good customer fishing right there.
Could just as easily have missed all that by not pulling the boat forward 20 yards. Yeah.
Right place at the right time, and knew what to do to catch them.
Yeah, that's right.
Experience.
Anyway, we same thing I've been using for a long time. Kay Wiggler 4-inch ball tail, and Little John. That Little John, it just keeps on catching. That's
it
the
does.
Toughest piece of plastic you're ever seen. It gets to looking so chewed up that it looks
and
like
it still
Velcro.
Sits on the hook perfect, man. Just keep catching them. Shake them off and go get another one.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is. Tough little bait.
Yes, sir.
It catches fish.
And
with no action on it all. You know, you can just, I don't know whether it's the scent or the shape of it, where it resembles a shrimp to them when it's going through the water. At this point, I really don't care because it works. You know?
That's what I think.
Who cares what you're trying to imitate? You throw it out there and set the hook and catch fish with it. It's crazy, isn't it?
I quit trying to figure that out. I know that if there's shrimp in the water, or glass minnows or stuff like that that flip around a lot, it works. And that's just all it takes. And that Kay Wiggler ball tail, that little 4-inch one, man, they've got some really good colors. But we fish with everything.
What is that, like a rat tail bait, you know, with a ball on the tail of it or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Remember Paul Brown made a bait like that way back in the day. It had the chub on the end that you slide on the jig head, and it just tapered down, had a little ball tail on it.
That's right.
Well, it's kind of like the Corky Devil, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's but it's a slender bait. It's not, but it has a slot where you can rig it weedless.
Yeah, it's got a worm slit in it.
Yeah, and very well-made baits, good colors, you know, lots of things like that. I mean, I used the Little John, and I caught just as many fish as they did. So it was a tit for tat, but those fish were really eating it up. I mean, they wanted it.
Well, yeah, that's bird trout. They're amped up. I mean, that's what they're doing is eating.
Yes, sir. I think there might have been a few shrimp down there, too.
Right.
You know, floating around. But I think one of them actually coughed up a shrimp while we were catching them. But a lot of that stuff they were hitting was little old skinny glass minnows. I actually think that's what they were. You know, about 2 inches long. Hard to see those things when you got the sun coming off the water.
If you get them close to the boat, you can recognize them good. But when they're out from you, it's really hard to see them. It really is, especially when they're small like that. Plus, they're clear. You know, unless the fish you're flipping in starts, you know, they start coughing them up all over the floor. But it, that's good stuff. Let me knock this break out, Bill. I'll be right back at you, buddy. Hang with me. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, they're located right in downtown Belleville. They're easy to find. Go downtown, look for the big white sign, and check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Along with their bulk pricing, it's available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And check out their smoked sausage sample. They're available daily in the store. And along with homemade hot dogs, original and with cheddar cheese, hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloins, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. Let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And check out their new Chuck Wagon patties. That's half-pound beef patties seasoned with loaded with cheddar cheese. And then try their grab-and-go snacking products like their beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, dry sticks. Those dry sticks are really good. And their processing facility. Get you some deer tamales made, venison hot dogs, and try their new sausage recipe. It's really good. The Belleville's been celebrating, serving the Houston area for over 42 years. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 419 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we are back, my friend.
All right, I'm here with you, buddy.
Well, that storm east of us moving this way, that's so weird for a tropical system like that to move this way, to the west.
Yeah, it is. That is a strange deal. They don't normally hook that way.
No, they don't.
But if they would have said it was coming to Corpus, I'd be leaving town.
Yeah, like Rita. It was supposed to hit Corpus, and then it kept hopping up the coast, and then kaboom.
That's right. That made us gun shy.
Everybody was on red alert, man.
Yeah, it was a bad storm, too.
Well, this here is just going to be, looks like a rain event to me, more than anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm supposed to fish Saturday and Sunday. I might have to move it over to Sunday and Monday.
Well, you might be all right for your Sunday trip. Maybe Saturday, too. It depends. I think it's
it just depends on where it goes.
Yeah. It looks like it's heading this way,
Yeah, right now it does.
I thought it was just going to go in right there around Venice, and up into Louisiana towards New Orleans that way, but it's skimming the coast.
Yep.
Moving this way.
And if it keeps doing that, I'll might have to rethink Saturday.
Yeah,
it'd be interesting to go out after.
Yeah, well, that warmer water, if it was on out there, it could turn into something.
Yes, it could. But looks like we're going to dodge the bullet on the big storm this time.
Yeah, well,
that's okay with me. I don't want to run.
Me either.
300 miles inland or whatever.
No.
Try to get away from
it. I'm too old and tired to evacuate anymore.
Oh, golly.
Hey, you can either die at home or die on the road. One or the other,
That's right.
Rita broke me of that when I went to East Texas for Rita. That was probably the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
But it was, it was convenient because my brother has a place in Woodville, and he's got a big, nice house up there, and we were all going to go stay with him, hang out, and little did we know that it was going to hit Sabine, and then, the eye come right through Woodville. So how about them apples?
Yeah. Yeah, we were at Rayburn Country. A friend of mine was house sitting for a friend of his across the road.
Oh, Lord.
They evacuated, and we just drove right up there, and pine trees fell through.
Rode it out in the piney woods.
Oh, golly, pine trees snapping off.
Snapping and falling there. It was nasty, wasn't it?
We had to get out of there. We had to get out on the highway with some guys with chainsaws and saw everything out of the way.
Your way out. That's how we had to leave my brothers. Thank God he had a tractor.
Yeah.
Big one.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah, you live and learn.
Yes.
What I see, storms coming, go south. Go to South Texas.
Yeah, that might be the best thing. Doesn't hardly rain down there much.
No, and it very few storms go that way. Usually when they come in, they go northeast.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah, and this one here is moving west.
Yeah, backwards.
Yeah.
Or bass backwards,
I guess. That's the kind of year we're having. I mean, what was it, Monday or Tuesday, I looked up and I'm going, man, with all the hill country in Central Texas flooding, all that disaster, Grand Canyon was on fire, Alabama had some kind of huge fire over there, and then all the flooding in Florida off of this thing coming towards us, and just, I'm going, man, what is up?
Yeah, very unusual stuff.
And then Alaska got nuked with a 7.3 earthquake yesterday, I saw on my phone this morning.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I got tsunami warnings out for the Alaskan coast.
Man, that's scary.
Yeah, I think it was a 7.3. Yeah. Goodness.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, 7.3 out of 10.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. The earth, she's a groaning. All kinds of stuff going on. From natural disasters to wars. So, keep your head down, I guess.
So, you hadn't stumbled up on any big schools of reds over there yet, huh? It's getting the time of year that ought to be going on, some schooling on top.
Yeah, while we were catching all those fine trout out in the middle of the lake Saturday, There was not one redfish. Not one.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's usually when they show up, July, August, September, you know, right in there.
Yeah.
They'll be chasing pogie and shrimp and whatever else they can catch. And that's just not there right now.
Yeah, maybe we'll crank up here in a week or so.
I watched the boats around us, and they weren't catching any redfish either. A few gaff top, not that many.
Yeah.
I locked onto a couple of whiskers, you know.
Right.
Fortunately, my folks didn't catch any of them. You know, those things are really good to eat, but I just hate them.
I just don't like messing with them.
I don't either. It's kind of a thing that you fool with when it's a curiosity thing. Hey, would you let me keep a couple of those?
Why have we got a whole box of trout? What do you need a gaff top for?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Now let's... That fishing was pretty darn good that 4 days. I was able to bob and weave and get them every day.
You know, how many times you see where somebody will go, man, I just lost a good fish, and they reel their bait in and their slime up the line and go, no, I don't think you had what you thought you had on that line, buddy.
Nope.
You just got blessed by that thing getting off.
Yeah, that's right. And they pull pretty good, too.
Yeah, but after about 10 reel cranks, you go, nah. This isn't a trout or a red. They just start digging, trying to go to the bottom. Run silent, run deep.
Oh, yeah. And they just start digging. They pull straight
down.
Feel
that tail wagging, you know.
Yeah.
Flapping down. Heading to the bottom.
Yeah. I hate them. Hate fooling with them, but I've got a pair of commercial crab tongs.
Right.
And I get a death grip on their head, and I get the hook out of them safely. Even if it requires pliers.
You tried those, remember them old aluminum hardhead grabbers? That have the jaws that open up, you just flick it and it opens up. And then you grab that other handle and squeeze it and hold the fish. Those work pretty good.
They did.
Get a good grip around his, you know, his neck and head where they meet. You can hold him steady where you can get the hook out.
Yeah, they got a commercial fishing place over here called Kim's.
Yeah.
And they have a big square bin full of those crab tongs. Commercial crab grabber tongs. And I just go in there and get me a pair of those. They're great. You can handle crabs, you can handle hard heads, you can handle gaff tops, and you can even pick up a nice trout off the deck if you don't want to bend over that far.
get you one of those gophers, you know, those deals with a trigger on them. And I use those. I keep a pair on my lawnmower, like when I'm mowing and I find a limb, and I can just pick it up and throw it up on the deck of my lawnmower while I'm mowing. And then when I go by my burn pile, I'll sling it over there.
I got one of those too. But I think that crab grabber is
no
just
old
right
people
length.
Should be without them. What, I think they call them gophers.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a little trigger mechanism up there on the handle, and it's like a pistol grip, and you can reach down there and pick up stuff.
Gotcha.
I saw a young man picking up. I saw a guy picking up trash out of a apartment complex the other day. He was a young man, and he had one of those. I thought, boy, that'd be a back-breaking job without that.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, so it's but they're handy for them. Crab tongs are handy for picking up trout or sand trout off the deck. You know, you get them over the side, and they flop off, land on the deck. You can just pick them right back up. Either throw them over the side or put them in the ice chest, whichever.
My wife's got a pair in the house she uses to reach up high in the pantry to get something, or up in the cabinet she can't reach. Pretty smart.
That's a good idea.
That's when I told her to order me a pair. I need a pair for my lawnmower so I don't have to keep, you know, stopping, turning the blades off, getting off, picking up stuff, and then going on.
Yeah, I've got one on my zero turn right now.
That's me, buddy. I'm the same way.
Yeah, shoot.
All right. A lot of us think alike. Well, look, Bill, if somebody wants to come over and wet a line with you, maybe even catch a trout or two, how they get a hold of you, man?
409-673-9211.
All right, buddy. Well, get some rest. Get ready for the next run.
Yes, sir. I'll sure do it.
All right, Bill. You have a good day. Good talking to you, man.
Thank you.
See ya. All right. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has a combined experience of over 100 years, and they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:36. All right, let's go up to Lake Conroe now. Let's check in with the fish dude, Mr. Richard Tosh, this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Mickey, I'm good. How about yourself?
Just hanging in there, buddy. It's all good.
I heard that, man. It don't look like the wind's hardly going to blow at all this morning, is it?
No, you ought to be dead calm up your way this morning.
I'll tell you what, that's crazy. It's going to get hot, but that's all right. I'm going to go check to see if them hybrids are still acting right, and we'll see if some catfish are doing pretty good, too. So
yeah, we'll figure these rats out.
You ain't kidding. Good night. That's like Tuesday. It actually wasn't too bad Tuesday because cloud cover hung over.
Yeah.
You know, it was hot, but it was still, you know, it was still pretty good, you know, as far as temperature was concerned, even though the water temp's up in almost in the 90s already, so.
It's warm.
It's all right. You ain't kidding it. You ain't kidding bathtub water. There ain't no doubt. But I did get out, Monday and found me a decent little old bass there Monday.
Yeah, I saw it. Nice bass you caught. Looks like they caught some pretty nice bass in that Tuesday night tournament, too.
They've been doing pretty good. I had, in the Tuesday night deal, I only had one that was, I know was a keeper, but he pulled off on me and had two other 15-inchers, but got to have 16 to keep. So
yeah, 16 on Conroe, right? Minimum 16 inches.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, 16-inch minimum, but. You know, the funny thing is that one I caught Monday, that was on my second cast of the morning. So it's like, good night. They're ready for me. And I put him on my little scales. One thing I've been waiting on somebody to catch, but nobody's caught it yet. When I put him on them scales, and I got the weight. It was 604 on the scales. Well, if you look around that 604, you'll see three other ones that weighed 22.
Mm-hmm.
So... And I didn't even add the 604 to that, so that would have been four of them for 28 pounds.
Yeah,
that's that's the funny part because I'm sitting there thinking, I wonder who's going to catch that. Hey, nobody said anything about that yet, so it's the scales. When I look at them scales, if you zoom in on it, like say in the background, you'll have a five something, a six or seven something, and an eight something, and then you got that six sitting there in the middle. It's like, okay. You know, I was just trying to see who else looks at those scales like I do. So, because I check everything out. Whenever somebody shows me a set of scales like that, because that's one thing about the scales you got anymore, they keep your total weight on there. So
right.
It's, you just match them in. And like I say, I didn't even save that six in there. I should have, because with the three that were on there, it's 22, 21 total for the three, and then that 604 would have made it 28. So it's just, it's one of the things, one of the funny things I just kind of, I do just to kind of see, but it's all good no matter what. I'm back out on the water. That's all that counts. I'm tired of hanging around the house. That's one thing about me, but everything's healing up good. It's not completely healed, but it's healing up. So I'm in good shape, ready to go. So that's like today, we're going to, give them the blues anyway, see what all's happening out there. Just hopefully we get a little bit of wind because, I talk about it all the time, especially this time of year when it gets slick out there, these fish don't want to act right. But it's, they'll eat, but it's just a lot harder to catch them. It's one of them things. But, it's like Tuesday, I fished some areas that I used to fish for bass all the time. It's certain little sandbars, little sandy points and stuff that drop into the river channel. They're all offshore structure type stuff. But, I've been fishing some of this since the 80s. And then, just some of it I forgot about. And then Tuesday I said, foot on it. I'm going to go out there and just just hit some of this stuff that I don't normally hit and haven't hit in a long time. And there's one little spot years ago, they had a well, it was McDonald's Big Bass tournaments up here on the lake, and a buddy of mine actually won it, but his sticker on the side of his boat was expired, so he got DQ'd for that. So, but he had a 10-pounder off there in August, and it's just a little sandbar out there. I thought, well, heck, I'll run up there and check it out. So I checked it out, and there is bait everywhere on this thing. I mean, it's like good night. There's got to be fish all over the place, but I only caught one little short one, and you know, like I say, they don't count, but yeah, they're fun to catch them. But it's, you know, I couldn't believe all the bait. And that's like whenever I caught that six on Monday, I pulled up on this little spot. You know, I put my spot lock on, and I'm chunking a crankbait around out there. And the bait was just thick in that area. I mean, it's kind of where, you know, we've been having a lot of rain, so the lake's kind of up right now. And it's kind of a spot where it's not muddy water, but it's not clear water. It's kind of in between where it's mixing, you know, so it's the muddier water hadn't really worked its way down to the lower end of the lake yet. So I've been fishing the upper end, just, you know, checking out some of my old spots I've not checked in years, and just seeing if those fish are still there. You know, there's, you know, historically they'll show up on some of these places, you know, in July and August. Other spots they show up in December and January. It's just, you kind of gotta get out there and play it by ear and just kind of learn those spots and when they show up on these different things. And you know, even Tuesday, I had fished some. There's a bunch of offshore tire reefs out there. I fished a couple of them that were sitting in the river channel bend itself, you know, off the main river. So it's, yeah, you know, it's one of those things. I never got a bite on the spots off that river channel bend, but they should be getting to where they're close to that area right now anyway. And it may have been off just because the water's coming up some, and instead of falling back. If it's falling back, those fish may have been out there on that offshore river channel edge type stuff, you know, fishing these ledges and stuff like that. But you know, being out for 3 weeks, you know, I'm trying to catch up again. You know, it's one of those things where I'm just going to hit goofy stuff till I figure out me some kind of little pattern. And a lot of fish are on docks right now too. They're hiding from that sun, so they, you know, when it comes to bass, they'll get underneath them docks and just kind of hang out and stay away from that sun as much as they can. And you know, you're typically looking for docks that are closer to deeper water when you find the areas that you want to be in. Find the deepest docks around and make sure there's bait in the area, of course. But I've still been chugging my big old glide bait out there trying to catch me one. I ain't got one on it yet, but I'm going to, because I'm going to keep chunking it. I mean, it's one of them things, and that I've had one good bite on that glide bait so far, and it's chunking it along some rocks. And I didn't catch him, but I had it, you know, that's the main thing. So I think, you know, these fish on Conroe, sometimes they get weird. They don't want those big giant baits, but then other times they do. So I'm trying to figure out that glide bait thing, because it's one of those things where normally if you catch one on it, it's a pretty dang good fish. So that's what I'm looking for. But I know them goofy old catfish, they're still hungry. They're always hungry. But and I saw a friend of mine was saying that they're through spawning. I don't believe that. I think them rascals are still up there spawning right now. So it's because typically July is when it happens, you know, where the catfish move up and spawn on some of these flats and stuff around the lake, and especially up on the north end. But the problem with that is the areas that I fish for them, if there's no wind up there, you got to leave them alone, because they won't show up. I don't know why they don't show up there, and unless there's some wind blowing, but they just don't want to act right. It's just weird.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. I mean, that's the main thing. So.
Yeah, Richard, if I sound a little different, I'm on my cell phone talking to you now. I lost total power in my studio. Everything, internet, power, everything just went boom. So Jace has got me punched up talking to you this way so we can finish the segment.
That'll work. You do sound a little different. There ain't no doubt, but that's all.
Oh, I bet I do. It's all right. It's modern technology, man.
I know. There for a minute, I thought you would sleep on me. No,
I'm glad you just kept on talking because I was helpless. I mean, I'm sitting in the dark. At least I got a battery in my laptop, so I've got some light in here with my laptop on. Yeah, but I don't have any internet. I don't have anything.
Oh my goodness! Well, that's all right. Maybe you can get through the morning with it anyway.
I knew something was up, man. I got here this morning, no air conditioning. I'm going, wow. I got a little fan in here to keep me cool anyway. And 45 minutes into the show, I just lost it all. But it's all good. Well, what else is going on, Conroe? We can finish out this hour, you know, because I'm not going to be able to get with Charlie or anything. So talk away, man.
Right. Well, I mean, it's, you know, the thing is, like I say, the catfish should still be, they should still be spawning, you know, from what I gather through the years, you know, and so they ought to be up there on those flats along the river channel edge and stuff like that, but the hybrids, like I say, it's going to be hit or miss on them hybrids this morning just because I haven't been on top of them for 3 weeks, and that's, I mean, good night. It's one of those things where you get off of them rascals for a minute, you're liable to lose them for a month. I mean, it's weird. But with the areas that I was bass fishing in and stuff like that, noticing how the bait's moving and all that the other day, I should be able to jump on some of them. It just kind of depending on how everything goes, you know. I just need a little bit of wind. The biggest thing, get a little bit of wind going. And it doesn't have to be a lot. Just give me a 5-mile-an-hour wind, just to put a little ripple on the surface, and everything ought to fire and be pretty dang good. But another thing that I look for on those hybrids this time of year is typically, you know, this time of year, they don't necessarily school on top, but they will at times. That's what's weird, because there's no rhyme or reason why the hybrids school on the surface, but there's times when I find them schooling on the surface in December and January. Other times it's June and July. Sometimes it'll be September, October. But one thing that's always been fairly consistent for me on the hybrids is, especially in July, is the yellow bass. The yellow bass will start kind of popping the top, and you'll see them kind of splashing on the surface around. When you start seeing those little yellow bass splashing on the surface around you, the hybrids are under them, pushing them up. You know, the bigger hybrids will eat those yellow bass, but the yellow bass are typically eating the smaller shad that are out there. So that's typically what happens. Those smaller shad kind of gang up on some of these open water ledges and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they'll follow them. Everything follows the bait. So if you're around bait, typically you're around fish. That's one of the biggest mistakes I see a lot of people make. You know, they make up their mind, okay, I'm going to go to this spot or that spot, and I'm going to fish right there. Do or die, I'm going to do it. Well, if you pull up there and there ain't any activity as far as bait's concerned, change your mind. Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You got to have it. You got to have it.
Read the water, man. Read the water.
That's exactly right. If you're not reading,
how big do those yellow bass get, Richard? What's the biggest one you've ever seen?
The biggest one I've ever seen, and it might even be in the record books. We caught it a couple of years ago. It was the record was 0.88, so it was less than a pound. And we had one. We pulled it up a couple of years ago, and I told them guys, I said, "Man, this is the biggest bass, yellow bass I ever seen. It was a 1.66." So
whoa,
it's like, okay. Yeah, so we doubled its size. I mean, it's like, good night, that's a big one, you know, because they just don't get very big typically. You know, they're normally just, they're all, if they're big as your hand, they're big ones for the most part. But there's
right.
millions of them out there, and they're just dang old bait thieves is what they are. So it's
they are. We used to catch a lot of them when I was a kid.
Yeah, and every time you reach to grab them, they flare every fin and gill they got open trying to stab you with it, too. I mean, that's the dangest thing I ever seen. Every time they're looking at you the whole time, you go to reach for them, and every fin will flare up on them, and they're gonna try to stab you no matter what. That's just what they do. That's their defensive mechanism. They just swell up, and they're gonna stab whatever's trying to get them. It doesn't matter whether it's you or another fish. So it's one of them things. And another thing that kind of works on hybrids this time of year also is the brim. Little small brim will work on them hybrids too. You know, this because the brim are spawning right now. So it's, you know, that's one thing that they're just always eating those brim and everything. So it's just, they're running around those brim beds and all that good stuff too. So it's just, One of them things, you kind of pay attention to the brim beds that are out there, and just kind of fish around those areas also, and they'll keep on going. So that's another thing you pay attention to. Not only the shad, you pay attention to those brim beds, and it'll get good to you when you figure it all out. There ain't no doubt. And the brim beds are holding some bass too. Now the other day I fished some, but I didn't. I just didn't catch any bass off of it, but I didn't fish a whole lot of them. You know, I just fished a couple of good little brim beds that I knew about just because. And normally I'll catch some bigger ones, but I'll throw in crankbaits around them too instead of worm fishing and stuff like that. Because typically I throw like a drop shot on those brim beds or a big old worm. It don't matter either way. You know, drop shot, you'll get a little brim bite, and then you'll catch a bass here and there. Because they're going to hit those little baits when you throw them up on them beds, no matter what. it's all good either way. I mean, it's, as long as you get out there and get after it, that's all that matters.
Bob Green sent me a photo the other day, him and his grandson. They caught some nice bass, too, but they got on those brim, and all they kept was just the big ones. Them old shell crackers, man. I mean, they had a table full of beautiful, big old brim that caught off beds like that.
I guarantee you, boy, it's a blast. I mean, when you figure out them brim beds like that and where they are, you know, that's one of the things. A lot of people get too much tunnel vision, I'm going to say. You know, they get to where the brim beds are in less than 5 foot of water, da-da-da. Now, I've seen brim beds on Conroe in 15 foot of water.
Well, that's what Bob was saying. They were catching the bigger ones, actually came off the beds in, you know, around pond dams and stuff like that, and bottom undulations. They were catching them in 12 and 15 feet of water, man.
Yep, that's the thing. I mean, drop shots. There's brim beds out. Exactly. There's some brim beds out there that are super deep, and then there's those shallow beds too. And trust me, that either one of them will hold brim and some big ones, but the deeper ones, typically you're going to find your bigger brim on, and then around the edges of it, you're going to find them bigger bass also. So it's just, it's one of them things where
makes sense.
Or you just get out there and mess around with them, and you'll figure it out. There ain't no doubt. So, but that's the main thing. Just get out there and play with it. That's what fishing's all about. Just trying different things, see what works and what doesn't work. And once you figure out what doesn't work, don't do it no more. Just change, stick to the basic stuff, and you
exactly.
Don't make it too complicated. You know, just keep it simple, and it's all good after that. You know, as long as you load the boat, and them big old shell crackers, they make it worth it. I guarantee you. You get them going.
Well, they're filleting size.
Yes, sir. Every time I get into those things, I keep thinking, man, if these things got to be 10 pounds, you couldn't get them in the boat. I mean, they're
tough little boogers, man.
Yeah, they are. Them rascals will not give up on you, that's for sure. When they get to pulling, they get to pulling hard, too. There ain't no doubt. So, but
anyway. All right, Richard. Well, hey, man, I got to run. It's that time. If somebody wants to call you and get up there and fish, will you give them some info how they can reach you, bud?
All right, Mick, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, Richard. Always good talking to you, man. You have a good day. Catch them up. I'll talk to you Saturday.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
All right, later. All right. Four difficulties here at the outdoor show. All the power went down here in my studio, internet, everything. And we're going to see what we can do, work it out. And if not, Jace will handle it from here. And you're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.